Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we return right after this.
Stillwater Milling Company, well, we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company. Oklahoma FFA members competed hard and achieved much at this year's just-completed national convention. William Maltby of Burlington was named the American Star in Agribusiness. Oklahoma won 5 National Proficiency Awards, and Kingfisher FFA won the national title in the Ag Issues discussion. The Oklahoma FFA alumni and the Oklahoma FFA Association say congratulations to all those who participated and represented Oklahoma so very well. Amplify!
Welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's take a look at these livestock futures and ended up with another nice day yesterday for those cattle and hogs.
We sure did, Dave. This second straight session of closing positive. Live cattle and feeder cattle on Wednesday started the session with mixed trading and then spent the rest of the session with triple-digit gains and closed with triple-digit gains. Now, we saw choice box beef down $1.67 yesterday. Selects were down $1.23 on a good total movement of 204 loads. Daily cattle slaughter was 108,000 head. The cash feeder index was up 28 cents. Now, the lean hogs also closed mostly positive but did come well off their session highs yesterday. Just a reminder, Friday afternoon is a monthly cattle and feed report. Next Monday afternoon is the monthly cold storage report. On the close yesterday, December live cattle, $2.95 higher. Jan feeders closed up $2.65, and December lean hogs were 20 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
The good folks at Superior Livestock have a pair of auctions to tell you about. The Superior Select Female Auction coming up this Thursday, November 19th at 1 p.m. Some great female genetics to check out. Then Friday, the regular video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 or SuperiorClickToBid.com, offering 24,500 head, including over 6,000 yearlings, almost 14,000 weaned calves. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
All right, Tom, let's look at these grain futures here this morning. And, well, for the most part, it looks like the grains were lower yesterday.
Yes, they were. We saw yesterday trading for the grain and the soybean complexes, most on the negative side, and the closes were definitely on the negative side. It was another session that lacked any market-moving news to sway prices. Technical selling again influenced the price direction and the closes. The grain and the soybean complexes are lacking any type of price-positive news at the moment. Now, trading overnight has been very active in the corn and the soybeans, and price direction has been mixed. At the moment, December KC wheat's a penny and a half higher. December corn's a penny and a one quarter higher. January soybeans trading 4 cents lower. December cotton 64 points higher. December crude oil 69 cents lower. December dollar index is down 36 cents. And December Dow Jones futures up 13 points.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time here today, and that's going to wrap it up for us here this morning. Now, Tom's going to be back again tomorrow, and, of course, we'll look forward to that. In the meantime, for Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.